Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch from Great Neck.
Yes.
And we've been talking with Jill Weber, who is the Commissioner of Parks for the town of North Hempstead. And she's been sharing with us the concerts, the new dog park, so to speak, that are going on. But there's so many things that go on in parks that people need to know about, and especially in the town of North Hempstead. A question I have is picnics. Are there picnic areas, and are you allowed to have a picnic?
Sure. Well, we encourage people to get permits for large gatherings, and we have beautiful picnic areas where people could gather for things like birthday parties or other events with their friends and family. The beach is one of them, and Manor Haven is another, has a beautiful picnic area that you could and also barbecue in by permit.
You can get a permit, like, and have 20, 30, you can have a party there?
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
I didn't know that either.
Sure.
That's tremendous. So that's 311. Obviously, they wouldn't hook you up.
You can start with 311, or you can go directly to the Parks Department's website as well.
Okay.
But going through 311, they'll connect.
Now, is there a fee for that?
There is a fee.
Okay, so they have a permit fee.
Right.
But then they have the place for the day or X number of hours,
exactly.
Whatever it is.
And, you know, we regulate what uses are allowed and what uses are not allowed based on the request. So, you know, we review the permit application with the applicant.
Okay.
And people are very happy, and we have a lot of returning customers. In addition to the parks that we permit, like the outside.
Okay.
And we mentioned Tully Park. We have other facilities indoor. Yes, We Can Center is another very active recreation facility here in the town, and it's in Westbury.
Now, I have a question about Yes,
facility.
We Can. That comes under the park?
Yes.
I had no idea. I mean, that's a great facility,
it's
but I didn't
beautiful.
Know what it was under the park. Okay.
Yeah. We have a wonderful summer activities program going on there now. We have a lot of people that are active in the gym. We're re-looking at the membership and providing some possible new things, like maybe a personal training session or maybe a yoga session for every member. We're trying to look at things like that to encourage people to join. So it's got a lot of possibilities, and it's a beautiful facility.
Now, the Yes We Can is also a major gym. I mean, I know Tully, you can have workout equipment.
Uh-huh.
Yes, We Can has a big area for working out
very
also.
Very big gym,
okay,
absolutely,
okay.
And a big basketball court. It gets a lot of basketball players.
See, upstairs I've seen. I've never seen the gym, but I hear different people who have come on the show talking mm-hmm. about working out over there.
And the gym equipment is top of the line. They're using Cybex equipment, which is the cream de la creme equipment. They've got a lot of it, and it's not very crowded. Some of us think we're in a private club.
Really?
Go down.
Good.
You don't have to wait on lines, and whatever piece of equipment you want pretty much is available when you want it. There's also a dance studio down there.
Thank you.
So, and I know they worked on that. There was some need.
Yeah, there was some damage to the dance studio from Sandy.
Oh, okay,
and
going back to Sandy.
The studio's
okay.
been redone. We have dance classes. We have yoga classes. We have Zumba. Many different kinds of programs
wow.
that we offer to people that are looking for various kinds of exercise.
And I'm going to just put you on the spot for one moment, because I hear complaints, and I don't think it's fair, and you're in Great Neck. How long does it take you to get over to Yes We Can? Is it such a big event? When you hear people in Great Neck say, oh, it's like at the other end of the world.
No, it's very, very easy,
right.
as a matter of fact. I would say door-to-door, in traffic,
right.
it might be between 20 and 25 minutes, but it's simple. It's very, very simple. If you have a GPS system, it's a walk in the park.
Okay, no. Because people get very, you know, if it's not within a couple of blocks,
mm-hmm.
yet you'll go into Manhattan, park your car, and walk 7 blocks
right.
to get where you were going. But on Long Island, it just seems like, where is it? And I'm in Great Neck, and you hear some of the – and I'm saying it's not that far. I'm over there a couple of times. It's easy to get there, but I'm glad
yeah, people
I have
go to Country Road. It's right there.
You go over to Roosevelt Field
and
literally a street.
I like close, to take
yeah.
The Northern State over to Post Avenue, and then you just weave through the back. You're – I don't know, less than 5 minutes away from it. It's very, very easy to get to.
And there's beautiful rooms for rental in that facility as well, very large rooms. And people do lots of nice parties, C16s and birthday parties and anniversaries, all types
I know
of
the
things.
Town, on September 30th, I know the town is having a major event there from Project Independence, the living and aging in suburbia type event that Commissioner Galanti does. Which is going to be September 30th.
It's a good place to do tabling. There's a lot of room to really spread
right.
out if you have informational sessions.
I do have. Here's the flyer for it. I have a question. I'm going to go back to because I'm intrigued with you could rent the place, not the place, the parks. the park, the beach. Mm-hmm. You know, they have like two gazebos or three type
right.
of things. Now, you can have a party under there.
Absolutely.
And that's, oh, really?
You,
that's
you
tremendous.
Specify that.
Okay.
It's a shady area. And,
right, that's the point. I mean, people don't want to be in the sun for right. the entire day. And you have benches there. I mean, mm-hmm. Funday Mondays is under there for
right.
the next six or seven
mm-hmm.
weeks.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing that happens at the beach. Project Independence.
Yeah, yeah. Project Independence, Funday Mondays.
That before.
From like 10 to 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock.
And then the beach is free. No parking fees for the people.
Oh, there's no
coming
parking
to,
fee that day?
Not for the people coming to Funday Monday.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's tremendous. Okay.
The town has really taken everything into consideration. One of the things we haven't mentioned are the locker rooms. The locker rooms are lovely.
Oh, is that nice? Okay.
Beautiful
yes, we can.
Showers
thank you.
We've got over there. But if you go over to Tully, you can go in the sauna mm-hmm. and the steam room. It's wonderful to have all of this available so that you sort of feel like you're away from everything and sort of a
right.
mini vacation when you're involved with this. But everything has been really gone over and considered and it's wonderful.
We have also other things. If you're not interested in the pools, we have tennis in many of our parks.
Okay.
In some parks, we offer tennis instruction.
Okay.
Manor Haven is one in particular. We have very popular tennis instruction there. So many things for all kinds of interests. We just want people to come to the parks, take a look at the website, call 311. See what's available.
Right, 311 is the
Come key. Back to Clark Botanic Gardens if you haven't been there lately. We're doing a lot to renovate that facility. We have a wonderful golf course in the Parks Department at Harbor Links, and we'd love people to consider Harbor Links before they plan their next big event.
Right.
Because we have a beautiful catering facility there with amazing food, and it's a beautiful venue.
How do you, at the end of the day, are you exhausted trying to keep track of, you know, it's like
it
Harbor Links,
lot.
And it's, yes, we
yeah.
can, and the Tully Center. It's like, I didn't realize half these things were under the park.
You know, I'm in the business of making fun for people.
Okay.
So even though there's a lot to do, it's, you know, it's very pleasant, and obviously getting out to the parks, what better place to spend a day or an evening as part of your job
right.
to be in a park and looking at some of these beautiful views. And
now let's talk about Harbor Links.
So
I don't
play
golf.
A happy job.
Going to Harbor Links, is that town residents only?
No,
can somebody,
you could be a non-resident, but it's a different fee structure.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, so if I'm a resident, so 4 non-residents can play?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You don't even have to have a connection with the town. You just pay a different price, which is fine.
Right. And we also have varying rates depending on the time of day. So when it's most popular, like on a weekend morning, it's the most expensive. But then we have different rates as the day goes later. And I would encourage people, if they're looking for discounts, visit the Harbor Links website, and you could see the discounted rates.
Okay.
It's also senior rates.
You know what's nice over there is, I don't know if there's a name to it, like that pub?
Yeah, it's I know you have lunch
yeah.
and dinner there.
You can
there,
have lunch and dinner and sit outside. Yeah. I mean, I don't play golf. But
Wednesday
I've been
nights is music, and you could
really?
Listen to the music there. So, yeah. We're
it really is like your own country
too.
Club without having to pay a membership.
True.
I'll be devil's advocate and ask a hypothetical question. The Nassau County Parks has something they call a leisure pass, which you purchase. And then you can get discounts on various things. Has the town of North Hempstead ever considered some form of universal pass that you would pay whatever it might be, and it would give you access to all the various facilities, since depending on whether you're at Tully or whether you go over to Yes We Can or over to Manor Haven, is there any consideration or thought that anyone ever put into possibly making something that encompasses?
I'm only 6 months here with
right.
the town,
I know
so
that.
I don't know when you say ever. It might be something that was considered at one time. I could really look into it and see whether or not. I know the consolidation of the parking at the two parking lots was something that was done to try to, you know, create that opportunity to go to either of the facilities, the beach or to Manor Haven. But I could find out whether or not, or maybe if it hasn't been done before, it's something we definitely could look at.
There's been buzz when we work out and we all air our thoughts
that's fine.
With
that's
each
like,
other,
mm-hmm.
and that has come up as one of the things.
It's nice to see that people would consider going to one or the other. You know, it's
right.
one thing if you want this gym with this equipment, but you also might want to swim. So it is the kind of thing you want to maybe consider.
There's no swimming at Yes We Can.
Right.
I see. Okay. You're right. So if you wanted to go to Tully once or twice a month even, and then go over to Yes We Can for the nautical equipment that you're saying is so state of the art, I understand what you're saying there.
Right, and that might ease some of the distress for those of us that want to use a full gym equipment as well as a lovely pool, and that has caused, you know, some discussion among the group about how to accommodate for all of this. And again, some of the prices can be intimidating when you look through the whole thing. Mm-hmm. If it could be consolidated and compacted somewhat with, you know, the option of getting some form of universal pass that then sort of eases and opens up the doors to the other places. Just a thought, and I thought I'd bring it up at this time.
Always good to think outside the box and look at new opportunities to bring people into
more
facilities. I agree.
Thank you, Ann.
Got to ask you one more thing. What is radio control flying?
Oh, well, we have a location, an aerodrome, across the street from the beach, actually, across the road, where people that want – it's a club.
Right, okay.
People that want to fly model planes. Not even model planes. What do you call these planes that are – maybe
drones?
It's a model plane.
No.
It's not a drone. It's a like the airplane.
I know what you're talking
the
about.
Remote
yeah.
control.
Yeah,
is
they are
models,
but yeah.
Kids or no, it's adults and some youth.
Really?
But it's
yeah.
a, you know, it's a pretty serious.
Oh, it's serious, right?
You
have
trained.
To have space and.
Yeah, so that's that, and they store their.
Where is it?
Planes. It's between Harbor Links towards Port Washington on that side of the of Shore Road.
I have to
road.
Look for it. It's yeah. another thing. Even if you don't do it, you might want to see it.
Right. Right. I've seen it, not there, but I've seen mm-hmm. it. You know, and it really is. These things cost money. These people who fly these planes,
yeah,
they're into pilot, it.
The pilots, yeah. to, you know, they really know about flying.
The other question I had, and time is running out, I see there's fishing also.
I've just been looking into whether or not we're going to start permitting fishing. We do have locations where people fish, but I don't know if there's any sort of regulatory oversight. So 6 months here, I've learned a lot, but I haven't learned the details about that yet. It's come up.
That's fine.
It's come up recently about collecting fish for bait, and I want to look into that a little further.
And there's also boat ramps?
Yes, we have boat ramps in a couple of our parks, including the beach and Manor Haven.
Yeah, I know the beach has it.
And we also have
the
town dock, of course.
Right, right.
Harbor Hills has a dock. There's a couple of locations in the town where people launch kayaks and non-powered boats.
Right, right. Oh, it's amazing. I mean,
it's overwhelming. I mean, you talked about links and the golf, but you also have miniature golf.
Mini golf is at Harbor Links. It's
right,
also a fee program there, but a beautiful little facility next to a magnificent soccer field right there at Harbor Links.
6 months on the job, you're doing a wonderful job, but
thank
there's
you.
Just so it's what you're overseeing is just staggering. I didn't even know it until, you know, Christina put this together for today. I'm like, I know we have parks. I had no idea the extent. And I think we have to end this, but the most important thing is go on the website or call 311.
Yeah, get out and visit us and enjoy what we have to offer. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely. You've been listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We've been speaking with Jill Weber, who is the Commissioner of Parks for the Town of North Hempstead, on the job for 6 months, but really is doing a tremendous job, and we look forward to having her back. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you for having me.